Got a nice, fun talk with Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson about their song called Never Say Never that you're going to love. We'll put that after the closing jingle of this week's podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Weird.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Okay, all is normal in the world. I was wondering why you were being so quiet.
I was reading an email, and I got distracted.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
That is
that's our new gold.
Gold for this week.
I want to hear that again.
Okay, you have to explain what it is real quick. It was
yes,
a lady.
So I was talking about this toy that's like the hot toy now. It's actually been the hot toy for like 5 years. It's this doll that talks. In this video,
the lady is
creepy. Woman.
Yeah, she is creepy.
She's changing the diaper,
treating this doll like it is a real child and talking to it like she's really mommy.
On a creepy scale of 1 to Yoko Ono in that new Beatles documentary, I give her like an 8, 8.5.
That's pretty high.
Oh, yeah. You're a little giggle box.
It's so wrong.
Am I the only one who's watched that Beatles thing yet?
Yes,
anyone else?
So far.
Yeah, what is it, 8 hours?
I watched the first 2.5 hours.
I can't
two
stand
and
him
and
for
hours.
8 minutes.
I saw there's a new
Carson
Diary of the
like
Wimpy
Beatles,
Kid
but...
thing on Disney Plus. I will watch. I love those movies. You got the cheese touch.
Yeah, those movies are great. Yeah, those movies are really good.
You haven't seen them?
No.
What?
No, they're
don't
really
have
good.
Kids.
It doesn't matter.
It's not about kids.
You had a childhood, right? You lived a childhood where you went to school and you were with other kids. You're going to love the movies. Really, you should start with the first one and then work your way through.
It's usually where you do.
Well, I mean, you could start with the little animated stuff if you wanted.
Carson is so...
I know.
What a terrible! I would.
I am
never,
a wretched human
ever
being.
Get in a relationship
you're a little
with her.
Giggle box.
Oh, we almost got her to
oh,
speak.
Yeah. Oh man!
Some
oh.
soft drink out of her nose.
Little giggle.
Anyway,
box.
So in the if you don't care about the Beatles, fine. But a lot of people care about the Beatles. I like the Beatles somewhat, so I'm like, oh, I'll watch a little bit of this. But what's fascinating about it is
fascinating
that. Everybody, I think everybody knows, or maybe you don't know if you're not old enough to, like, Yoko Ono came along and then the Beatles broke up and then we got She broke them up. You say that a lot. You know, I'm like, oh, you know, I think they broke themselves up, but she didn't help. But I'm just saying, it's creepy. It would be like the four of us sitting here working, doing this podcast, and Bubba's wife is just sitting right behind him the whole time, not talking. And nobody talks about it and nobody explains why. And she's always
there?
Always.
Ever present?
They're there for like 7 days out of 10. They're rehearsing, and she is there the entire time, and she sits like a foot away from him.
Was she acting like a manager or just hovering like a helicopter?
They were like, and I'm not saying it's all her. Like, it's him too. That's weird. Okay, that's like a weird, creepy codependent. He wouldn't go anywhere without her. She wouldn't go anywhere without him. They were like constantly within 2 feet of each other. And wherever he – like I don't even know if he goes to the bathroom without her following him in there. Like it's
– my buddy.
Oh, man.
My buddy.
So, yeah, and people are like – it finally, like at the end of the first episode, which is like a weekend, when he's not around, the rest of them are talking about how – uncomfortable it makes him. And I'm like, yeah, no kidding. It's making me uncomfortable. And I'm just watching it on film 50 years later.
Speaking of the Beatles, have you seen Yesterday?
Yeah, I did see that.
Have you seen it? Okay. It's fantastic. I'm not a big, huge Beatles fan. I never was. I like their songs, but I like them better done by other people. Yesterday is amazing. It's like this guy wakes up and all of a sudden the Beatles don't exist. So he's like...
But he knows all the songs.
Yeah, he knows all the songs, so he becomes the Beatles. He writes them and performs, and he becomes this great superstar. It's crazy.
It's really cool.
It's really, really cool.
So creative. What a great story.
You know, I remember being a teenager and playing songs and thinking, man, if I had a time machine, I'd go back in time.
Yeah, come out.
And just play this. No one would know I didn't write it. You know, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's going on right now.
Who knows? Who knows? It could be.
Oh,
Carson, you coming out to the tree lighting ceremony tonight with us? You gonna be there?
Oh,
That's a no.
I
guess not.
I was not aware of it.
You didn't know
and
about
I had made dinner plans, but if you would like me to cancel them, I'm more than happy.
That would be like wonderful. We would ever do that.
I'm going to play poker, and I'm unapologetic about it. I'm going to be in another state playing poker and watching football and thinking about, man, I'm sure glad Big D and Bubba are talking to Santa.
Starts at 6 o'clock. So
we know him.
That's
if you want to
awesome.
Meet here, then we can just go together.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I was going to go do dinner downtown, but the reservation.
Is it a date?
No, it's my friend Jen.
You gotta, come to work.
Yeah, it's a tree lighting ceremony. And
how fun.
Yeah, well, I thought we were going to actually get to flip the switch, but then we found out, Patrick told us, no, it's Santa Claus is going to actually do that.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. Okay. He's the only guy that has, I deem acceptable.
I mean, unless Jesus himself shows up.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
I told Bob, I said, dude, we should, right when he gets on stage, and you should, just bum rush it. And flip the switch, and then go, ha, yeah, Merry Christmas, y'all.
Take that, Santa Claus.
Yeah, fat boy.
Because you know that the guy playing Santa would,
rules.
Completely come out of character.
Oh, my gosh. So
he would
great.
Become, you know, David.
Like, he's not even real. Yeah. Grab his beard. But maybe it's a real beard, so he's like, why are you pulling my beard? It would be oh, man.
Why?
You talk about a way to go down in flames. They're like, local radio DJs.
Dude, we would be so famous.
Santa Claus.
We would be so famous.
Yeah, you'd be famous. You'd also be done. I'm
they
telling
say
you
there's
right now.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Oh,
that
man.
Might be the exception.
Boy, yeah,
oh, no,
really
I would
be the guy
I would,
who attacks Santa.
I would hand my phone to Patrick if he were there, and I would say, film this in landscape mode so it looks great on the news. Yeah. Don't make it that vertical video because the news is going to play this
he's
over.
He's kidding,
and over.
By the way. He's kidding. We would never do
y'all,
that.
Y'all, there
please
are.
Please don't attack Santa.
Every Friday on the news, they share a video of a child. And it's super cute and, you know, what she's doing and whatever.
Is it the same child?
Yeah, because it's one of the news anchor's kids. And so we get the, you know, like, oh, here's a little video of her. And they're always adorable, except she constantly films portrait.
Lady, you work at a TV
right?
station.
I want to write in and go, ahem. Excuse me.
Excuse
but
me.
Could
Ma'am.
You...
Why don't you do this? Whenever we're done with the podcast, send me her Twitter, and I'll tell her. I'll
okay.
do it. I'll,
okay.
just, I'll just send her a message and go, hey,
listen.
Please film your kid in landscape right. mode. I mean, just there me. Is... Okay, so I had read...
I mean, somebody at the TV station doesn't say something?
No,
I
been
had
going
read
on
this,
for years.
Well, they do it maybe because they're trying to draw attention to the fact that it's from her phone. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I had read this thing, and I don't know where it is. It was several years ago that we already have the tech right now to have where you film it in portrait, but yet it's still viewable. It films everything both in portrait and landscape at the same time.
That would be great, and I wish they would.
That way, you know how people will take their phone and they'll turn it to the side, and then you have a sideways video halfway through?
The new iPhone with the three cameras on it, I think it does do that.
Well, this has been some old tech, and this has been around for a while, and I haven't seen it. My daughter has the new iPhone, so I will mess with that this weekend.
I cracked my phone screen again.
Time for you to get a new phone.
It's got a little crack across the front.
Come over to the dark side, bro.
I'm not getting an iPhone, but I might get a new phone.
I meant to tell you guys, my dad got the flip phone.
Dude, don't get the flip phone.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, but have you not seen the videos everywhere of, like, after 6 months, it's just got a big line in it because it doesn't hold up?
I mean, the fact that my dad has better technology than me is just humiliating, but it's so cool.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
You and of
know
course,
what we're talking about? The flip phone that is actually a smartphone. It just flips up and goes lays flat. It looks exactly like that.
Dude.
And because this is the reason my dad got it, though, which is such a dad thing to do. Because that way it would fit in his front shirt pocket.
He has a front shirt pocket.
He does. That's what he wears. Yep. So that way when he's golfing, he's not worried about it in his pants pocket.
That's right.
It's going to be there in the front shirt pocket.
That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob,
what's the matter?
I don't know.
You want me to help you?
Yeah, something wrong with the podcast?
No, it's just that I'm looking at the itinerary for our lighting the thing, flipping the switch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Santa arrives on us on a fire truck.
Oh, on a fire truck. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I think we're talking to him via a walkie-talkie.
Okay.
And then the Boys and Girls Club children meet up with us after the dancers leave. This is what are we doing?
I don't know. Elaborate stuff.
They're doing it's a dancing.
There's dancers. They're singing.
They're doing.
And then after you leave, they show a movie and kids take pictures with Santa Claus. Like, it's a big thing.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
5:15 performers arrive at courthouse for holding areas.
Is that us? Are we performers?
No, that includes the mayor. Oh yes, you are a performer, the MC.
What time?
Center says 5:15. Just get there.
That's awesome.
Student choir, Center for the Arts, Boys and Girls Club children, Dickens characters.
Yes.
Hold on,
I'm canceling dinner.
Dickens characters.
You better be there, Carson. I highly recommend you're there.
I was at a thing at the Hall of Fame last night, and Bill Anderson was being honored, and he said, "I want to quote Dickens." And he said, "No, not that one. I mean Little Jimmy." And then he proceeded to quote Little Jimmy.
That's
a great joke. It's such a good Bill Anderson joke.
All those old Opry members and all have the best jokes. Bill Anderson. I mean, I don't know where they got them from back in the day.
It's freaking great.
It's pretty good. Hey, let's take a look at our Big D and Bubba Christmas tree right now. There she is.
Yes.
There she is.
It's looking not like great. It's special. It has been up since last May. So it has literally been up for well over a year and a half at this point.
Yeah.
But now it actually looks appropriate.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Yeah, don't care. It's great. It's festive.
I feel like we need more lights on it. Is it just me?
Dude, there's what? More?
Yeah. I could get behind that.
Get behind more lights.
I'll get more lights.
Yeah.
A lot of lights on it.
I think we update the lights and we do some that are like chasers.
Funny thing
and they
is,
do.
What you can't tell is that there are lights on that tree that aren't lit up, that have burned out long ago. But we don't take them off. We just keep putting new lights
on
top of it.
They're woven into the tree. That's the problem. By the way, shout out to Peter Kosam and the Compass crew. Everybody for sending us the popcorn today.
Gosh.
Today's popcorn provided by Compass Media. And if you have any kind of radio needs, you contact them because they're the best partners ever.
Did we all get our own boxes or was this community box?
They only sent three. Okay. I don't mean to be weird about it.
Well, that's why I'm sharing with Carson.
And no, that's fine. That's good because I don't need it. But it's
I already ate my entire tin. Because it came to my house and I ate. Well, what I do is
Why did they send it to your house?
I don't know. They sent all three boxes to my house. That's why I brought you guys boxes here. But they sent, they always send the cheddar mixed with the caramel together. And I don't like the cheddar popcorn, but I love the caramel popcorn.
Look,
so
this is beautiful.
I eat all the caramel
popcorn. I don't like
it
when they're separate.
And then I give the cheese popcorn to my wife, and she ate all of that. So
what is it, a Garrett?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, Garrett.
I had a layover in Chicago once, and I was talking to a guy as we were getting off the plane, and he was grabbing the train to go to Garrett's to go buy popcorn and then come back to pick up his connecting flight. People are so obsessed with that popcorn.
So let's see, 6 o'clock, the mayor and the MC open the event. Mayor welcomes everyone and introduces Big D and Bubba to the crowd. That's you guys. Then the sponsor video plays, MCs thank the sponsors, and you introduce the Center for the Arts. I don't know what that is, but they do something. And then 12 performers from Center for the Arts sing for 10 minutes. Then you come back on stage, and I hope we're not giving away like state secrets here. You introduce the city council video. Ooh. And then you thank them, and then you bring on the MTSU dancers.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Can we mention this thing? We never got around to it on the show because we had other more pertinent, important...
I wasn't done, by the way.
Oh,
after
there's
the
more?
Dancers, there's the holiday choir of 40 students. They sing for 10 minutes. Then there's another choir, and then another video, and then a Russian section of Nutcracker Duet with more dancing?
Da. Yeah.
More dancing. Then someone sings Ave Maria. I'm not kidding. I think that happens. I'm reading this right off the thing. Then another video, you thank the sponsors, you announce Santa and Mrs. Claus, and then they show up and they flip the lights.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a whole thing. There's like a script.
It's three pages.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Carson, I'm trying to get
pillars of the community. That's what I was going
to
say.
Trying to catch me while I'm eating popcorn.
I'm trying to catch you when you're not, but it's impossible.
She and I are both.
The problem is it's in front of me and it's so good.
Popcorn right now.
And there's part of me that goes, wow, they didn't send me one. I'm so sad that I'm like, it's probably for the best. Because
That's why I'm loving that it's in between us.
I think there was a mistake in shipping because they usually send like 8 of them.
Man.
Okay, we're having what's the, you know what I want for Christmas? My boss. Right here with a bow. And I want to tell him what a lousy thing it is that we didn't get our Christmas bonuses.
Merry Christmas, Clark.
No, I want to go back to what I wanted to talk about on the show, and we never did. Carson and I were both like, what? The lady breastfeeding her hairless cat on a flight.
Can't imagine why we didn't talk about that on the radio.
Just the most insane thing I think I've ever looked. Breastfeeding
one
mothers.
One thing could have turned me off from eating popcorn.
Yeah.
And there it
that
is.
That made me want to it's a beautiful it up
thing.
And walk away.
It is a beautiful thing. But however, could you? What makes you think that that's okay? Don't tell me we don't have a mental illness issue in America when someone thinks, my cat's hungry. I'm on a flight.
I have nipples. Here's do you want to milk me?
Here's the thing. If you do that on a plane, that's not the first time you've done it.
Oh, no.
No, no. Mm-mm. Also, in theory, because she's lactating, she has given birth at some point.
Mm-hmm. And she's continuing to breastfeed.
But and yet, doesn't she seem like you would immediately think single cat lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet, it's something's not adding up for me, and I can't reconcile it in my head.
Maybe her roommate had the baby, and she's, because you know how sometimes if you're in the same room and you're super close quarters, you kind of.
Or the kid ran away.
The kid was, listen, you deserve a cat.
I don't know if you're aware, but this lady is crazy. So I am GTFO. So you got to do what you got to do, kid. And I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm sure he got stopped by the cops. And he, a quick explanation. The cop said, all right, I'm looking the other way. Take off.
Do we have a name on this lady?
No, don't say her name. Because then we got to say allegedly. And right now it's just hearsay.
I mean, maybe somebody needs to get her that doll.
Oh,
baby
yeah,
alive.
It should be the creepy doll lady.
Bubba,
you know,
hit it,
Bubba's not paying attention to her. You would have hit the gold by now.
I'm mesmerized because it's a hairless cat, and I'm looking at this creature.
Is there video of it happening?
Is there video?
No, it's just like they show a picture of the cat.
Okay, all right.
And it's pretty great because the hairless cats have these gigantic ears.
I was
going
to be really, really torn between whether or not I wanted to see that video or really didn't want to see that video.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
If there's video of that, who's the first one who goes over there to see it?
Me.
Bubba.
You know
Bubba's
I'm going to watch that.
Bubba's watched it. Bubba's watched it already. He's just lying to us.
I wish there was a video. I would totally watch
100%.
That. 100%. I actually really want to see that. If anybody has it or has access to it, please send it to me on Twitter, at Bubba Radio, or maybe
and don't
Instagram.
Tag the rest of us.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to see. Do not tag me in
that. You don't think you're lying if you're
really
saying
don't
you don't want to see
that.
Some fruitcake.
I don't want to see it. That's freaking...
I agree. I'm with Bubba.
Man,
I agree.
I want to see everything.
Yeah, I agree.
No shame, man.
Think about being on that
Bubba
flight.
Bubba doesn't want to see everything because there's videos that we threaten to send each other all the time, and Bubba gets all upset. Like,
where did he go?
You know,
there.
Oh, he just disappeared. What is he doing?
I look over at Patrick. I look back, and Bubba's gone like
Bubba's
a magic
Bubba
trick.
Bubba went down on the ground. In fact, I took a picture of Bubba laying on the ground yesterday, and he threatened my life.
I will kick your... I'm serious. If you like your man boobs actually being in the front of your chest...
I'm just going to show it to D, though, so he can...
Oh, I lived it, man. I was there. I was there. We all have pictures of each other.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have pictures of each other in really, really precarious situations.
Yeah.
I walk outside, Carson, and D's car is, like, backed out of his parking spot, but, like, stopped with his window down, and he's talking to Bubba, and Bubba is laying on the ground. And I thought he had hit him. I thought, did he hit him with his car? Oh, my gosh. Are we going to have to call Bubba's firefighter buddies to come over
it finally
and pick
happened.
Him up?
He had enough of me.
Big D ran him over with his car. It looked like that.
No, we were just – Bubba's laying out –
I was literally laying on the concrete.
He's like a cat. Like, it was warm.
It was
the
a
sun
warm
was
sun
out.
Spot. Yeah.
So he laid down. Just there. Laid down.
Well, we're in this
and
room.
I'm just having a conversation with him like this is normal.
Like, this
room is like,
fine.
Okay, our studio. Our studio.
I may have shown Carson the picture. It's really bad. I can't show you. I'm just going to say it's an unattractive photo.
Trust me, I have Patrick's pictures.
All right. It'd be just as bad if I were laying there. I just wasn't laying on the concrete yesterday. Oblivious to the world.
On the concrete. I don't know.
It's so bizarre.
Hey, you know what? That helped me go to the gym yesterday.
You know? Yeah. That inspired Bubba to go to the gym.
I wasn't not going.
He said arm day was quick, though.
Yeah.
Arm day is always quick.
Oh, that's so great.
So Patrick's going to leave. You're going to go. Are you playing poker or are you just betting?
No, I'm playing poker.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to do all of it.
I'm going to do it all. Football games, play poker.
So when you walk into this, it's a casino that you're going to? Yeah. So when you walk in, do they know you? Do they kind of like, because you waste so much money and all that?
Yes. Some of the dealers in the poker room know me, like, because I spend all my time there.
Oh, yeah. Here he comes again.
Yeah, I don't really know that. There's one guy in the sports book that I think knows my name.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, that's about it. I'm not like the guy I walk in and the lady at the hotel front desk is like, good to see you again, sir. No, it's not. I'm not one of those.
Oh,
it's not
that. Oh, okay.
No, because it's, I mean, it's
smaller.
It's far. Like, I only go once a month. You know, it's not like I go there. There's people who are there all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a casino that I could go play poker in 15 minutes away, y'all would never see me.
Yeah.
That would be where I live.
Yeah.
So.
You would have no home because you would have put it on the board.
Yeah. You'd be like, I'm not so sure about that.
Really? What's the most money you've won at a weekend?
The most money I've won in a weekend is probably $3,500.
What's the most you've lost in a weekend?
I won $2,700 in one tournament.
Wow.
And I finished ninth.
What's the most you lost?
That was a big tournament. Yeah,
The most you lost in one fell swoop?
I don't know, a grand. I usually don't bring more than that, so.
I would absolutely cry.
No. I started with $1,000 once. Worked it up to about 1,800, 1,900, and then probably lost all of it. But, you know, it's one of those things where I was still ahead. Like,
I was like me when I bought Doge.
But I don't take money out of my checking account to go play. I have poker money that, like, and I've been playing off of the same poker money for 3 years now. Build it up and come down and build it. I do take money out of the poker fund, but I haven't put money in it in a while.
Oh, wow. But, well, it's fun. That's something you enjoy, and it sounds like it's
I'm not using the house payment to play.
Could be worse. You could be fishing on your PlayStation. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So, like that weekend, we're talking about, I lost $1,800 playing poker, but I had built. That's money that I had won playing poker. So, you know, it all comes around.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm feeling pretty good this weekend.
All right.
I'm gonna play slow and kind of. Try to change some strategies up and watch football. I want to watch football. My wife does not want to watch college football all weekend, and I don't intend to do anything else tomorrow.
Well, it's a big weekend for college football.
It's going to be amazing.
You know, we got all the conference stuff going on, and it's good.
Dee and I were looking at playoff scenarios. There are 10 different playoff scenarios that could go down depending on how the championship games go. It's going to be so much fun.
The funniest, though, is if Notre Dame gets in. If Notre Dame gets in.
Oh.
There's
a lot of
laugh.
Scenarios where Notre Dame gets in the playoff. Like, they have, what, better than 50-50 chance at this point?
58 is last I saw, 58% chance.
Wow.
The odds are 58% that Notre Dame will make the playoff and their coach is gone. That's some crazy.
That's crazy.
When you think about, though, how attractive is that LSU job if you were willing to give up a 58% shot at the playoff to take that job?
Yes. $10 million a year?
That's attractive.
$500,000 if you make a bowl game, a bonus.
Wow. Oh, is that just the bonus?
Just a bowl game?
Any bowl game?
Any bowl game. And they've made a bowl game the last 17 years. Whatever
they didn't go last year, but they would. They could have gone. They had voluntarily stayed out. So LSU's made a bowl game every year since 2000.
Yeah. So you just add that in.
Mm-hmm.
That's $500,000 just automatically.
That's $10 million over 20 years, right there. Yeah, look, I mean, we all did that.
I mean, you only have to win six games. That's it, to get that extra $500,000.
Yeah, but if you win six games and go to a bowl game, you're not going to be around long.
Yeah, but then you have your buyout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a buyout.
So that's kind of like winning a bunch of bowl games in a row.
He's getting paid. What do you think he's getting paid?
He said $10 million a
year. Wasn't it $95 million for 10 years?
Yeah, it's $95 million for 10 years, but a lot of that's incentive-based. It's not not necessarily $10 million a year.
It's like those NFL contracts that you see. But even get half of it.
Right. So it ends up being about $10 million a year.
Yeah. I would put the odds at pretty high that he wins a national title.
Yeah, I would too.
I mean,
the last three coaches at LSU have.
Yeah, exactly. So
Saban, Miles, and
I don't know. As an LSU fan, if you could see behind me into my purple office, I will tell you that. I was a little sad because I was hoping for someone a little bit crazier. Like, there's part of me that's
aren't we
like
done with the crazy.
And there's part of me that's like, okay, we could use some sanity. But I really liked having the coach that everyone else thought was crazy. That was fun. Y'all remember how much fun it was when Les Miles was the coach and he was winning and he was crazy?
And he was eating grass.
He was eating grass and doing all that weird stuff at press conferences, wearing his hat way up on his head and going, woohoo, or whatever. Like, that was fun. Like the
It's like Gundy with the grown-ass man.
That wasn't funny. He was angry.
But I'm saying that's the guy. He's a character that you go, man, that's awesome.
That's kind of – I kind of like that. Like, I enjoy that. The Cajun part of my personality, which is all of it, I'm 100% Cajun. Like, that – I think we need somebody who you go, I'm not sure what he's going to do. And it's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
But if you win, you win a national championship, and you can be as
crazy
or not crazy as you want.
Boring as you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
I can't wait to go hang out with Santa tonight. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be
great. For the first 30 minutes. And then we're going to be like,
it's going to be great.
No, we're just
really good.
I'm kidding. We're kidding. We love it.
Good to see our bud, Mark.
We do this stuff by volunteering. It's not like we're going out and getting paid to do that. So I don't want anybody to think that, they're just doing it for the money. No, we're actually, we volunteered for this. We know what we're getting into. We're just kidding. That's what we do.
It's easy to make jokes. When I tell you that they're going to be people dressed as Dickens characters.
I'm going to go up as Tiny
Tim.
Know.
Yeah, dude. Can you get him to dress up? Where's your elf hat? You wear your elf hat?
I don't have an elf hat. I have a Santa hat.
Are you wearing costume. Are you wearing like Christmas?
I'm going to wear my Santa hat, yeah. Why not?
If you're wearing a Santa hat and Santa shows up.
I just work for the man.
I don't think anyone's going to be confused.
I don't know. I'm pretty round.
I think you underestimate how easy it is for little kids to confuse one of us as for Santa if you're wearing a red hat. I get it all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a little difference between your face and Bubba's face, though.
Oh.
Yeah, you do have the
beard.
You get the beard and all that.
Yeah. That wasn't an insult. It was just a statement of fact.
I got it. It's fine.
I kind of have a little scruff right now.
Yeah, but it's not
I'm Tim Allen, like in the first half of the movie.
By the way, we had my daughter last weekend, and so we always on Sunday night try to watch like a kid-friendly movie with her. And we watched Ernest Saves Christmas, which is on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Skip it. Does not hold up. I remember loving that when I was 10, and it is not great.
No.
What'd she think?
I think she liked it.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, maybe let the kids watch that one by themselves. It's not great.
It's like great Major Pain. Somebody talked me into watching Major Pain.
Wait,
Major
now, hold Pain on. Is Major great. Pain is
oh,
great.
It was terrible.
Oh,
it was
my
terrible.
Okay.
I think it was one of you that convinced me.
I'm sure it was.
Frank
we
will
know.
Love it. Your kids will love it. I go and I sit down and we're watching this and it's like, holy crud. The pacing is terrible. The jokes are terrible.
What?
The acting is terrible. There was nothing redeeming about it. I think there was one line in the whole movie. I went, that was clever. That was it.
Wait, who's in that?
Damon Wayans.
That's what I thought.
That's a good movie.
Besmirching Damon Wayans' acting ability?
No, I'm saying
he's
it was terrible. It was terrible. Yeah, I'm sure he is. It's great. It was terrible.
Okay.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I'm going to give Bubba a pass because I haven't seen it in a while, and it could be like this other, like Ernest.
I have
I
no
thought
attachment.
It was good because I saw it as a child.
That's what I'm saying. I have no attachment to this because I didn't see it as a kid. So I have no, like with me and Star Wars. I watched the original Star Wars, and even as much as I love it, I know the pacing isn't the same. It just isn't, and it's not going to work the same. It is still something that I love with all of my heart. But I also know that the pacing of the newer movies, like I think Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie out of every single one.
Yeah, it's good. Because it's better to me. Rogue One was better than the whole new trilogy. But
facts.
Movies like that tend to hold up better than comedies. Because comedies, a lot of times the jokes don't really land. Like, and I'm not saying because they're
like watching
they're
what
offensive
was the,
now.
What was the Rodney Dangerfield Triple Lindy?
Back to school.
Oh, man, back to school.
School.
I haven't
it's
seen
still kind of funny,
but
it's,
I was thinking,
it's slow.
There's some movie I watched. I'm trying to remember what it was that we watched recently, and I was like, boy, this acting is bad. But then I watched movies like Major League, and I still think it's great. I still think it's funny.
Yeah, Ghostbusters is still fantastic.
I haven't seen the new Ghostbusters.
I haven't either. I was going to go tomorrow, and I've got to take someone to the airport, so I can't go.
I think we're going to go this coming week. I don't think we're going this weekend. I think we're going to do it after we get past all the... My daughter's birthday is tonight, or not tonight, but it's her party's tonight, and then I got stuff tomorrow, and
Have you ever watched Major League with the boys?
No.
They're both over 18 now. I think you should watch Major League with the boys. Maybe when Kathy's not home.
I would like it probably. I don't know. It's hard to tell, man. It's so hard to tell.
Great.
It really is.
So great.
It really is. And the baseball scenes at the end of the, that is the best, one of the best sports movies ever. But baseball for sure, because of the way it plays out at the end, it still gets me when I watch it. It's fantastic.
I want to watch Black Hawk Down with Frankie. He's old enough now.
I can't watch that.
Yeah,
it's one of the best.
Those things I can only watch one time.
I get so angry. I know.
At the end where you get mad and all that. I know. I get it. But I think he's of that age where he can now watch it because there's some movies you never forget.
Yeah.
And that was one.
That was one of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like 300, I think, would be great to watch with him, too.
300 is great up until about an hour, 45 minutes left in it. And then it gets so weird.
Oh, where the little guy goes, the
it's
monster
like it becomes
dude.
Into yeah. like this. Like I was not expecting that.
Yeah,
I thought it was like based in history, like really.
It is based in history, but it's also a comic book adaptation. I'm sorry, I'm trying to eat at the same time.
Yes, that's why you shouldn't be eating while we're talk for a living.
Hush your mouth.
That's right. Thank you. That's my girl right there. But no, it's a comic book adaptation of history. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I figured that out after I saw.
Oh my gosh. We are, I don't know, 30 minutes into this, and Dee has not once put the wig on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was
what an absolute tragedy.
So I got to tell you guys what's going on while Big Dee pulls this out. I've been getting packages for a while now, a couple weeks, show up at my door, and they're addressed to Pam. Pam with a different last name, and it's my address, her name. I contacted Amazon. I said, hey, something's going on. I don't know. There's nobody in the neighborhood. We've gone door to door. We've
quicker
put it on the thing.
He's almost got the wig on.
I know. But he can put the camera on me.
It's on you.
So I said, you know, what do I do with all this stuff? Because there's nobody in my neighborhood. I don't know who these go. They said, oh, that's somebody brushing you. So what they do is I buy something on Amazon. They have my address in a database now. Then later they buy their own product under a pseudonym, under a made-up name, use my address, ship it, and now they can go and leave reviews for their items as verified purchases.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when you see the verified purchase reviews, they're fake because they've paid for their own
item. They're
sending
all kind of weird stuff, like just so weird, bizarre stuff because no one else is buying it.
I thought this was a hairnet. I thought it was a bag of hairnets. I'm like, here, Big D, Merry Christmas. This is something from Pam. And,
man, and it's a Milli Vanilli wig.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It is so great.
Yeah. Oh,
I am sad that I gave it to him because I didn't realize what it was. That right there is a treasure.
Yeah.
We're keeping this in the studio forever so that, you know, if ever we need a good gag, we've got a
I mean,
Big
you could
D
wear it tonight so that way the
Dude,
children don't get
I'm wearing this tonight.
Wig tonight.
I'm wearing this tonight. I am. I'm going to wear this tonight.
When Santa gets on stage, he's going to look at you and go, you don't look at all like your picture, and you can go, neither do you.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I can't believe I have this on my head. No. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's already crawling. Like, whatever bugs were in the Chinese
in the factory.
Oh, yeah.
It's all
no
in
doubt.
There.
It's a good look for you, man.
It
like,
really
you look
is.
Like a wrestler from the 90s.
Oh, mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah.
This is just fantastic.
Thank you. I like it.
Make your mean wrestler face.
Very good. Very, very good.
Yeah, thank you.
It's his character.
I just absolutely love it. Indeed. I really did love
it. For those of you who are listening only, you've got to go and check out the podcast.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I know what the podcast version on
gonna
YouTube.
Be. It's going to be Big D wearing that wig. It's going to be everywhere. I really did as a kid. I loved that Milli Vanilli record. I can't. We have a friend, Carson and I have a friend named Marcus, and he's like, I don't know, what's Marcus, like 29? And so we were talking to him one day, and he was like, yeah, I mean, I know. I'm like, you don't understand how huge. If you weren't alive, you don't understand how huge Milli Vanilli was for like a year.
Yeah.
It was massive. It was like four big hits in a row.
Yeah.
It won the Grammy for Best New Artist. They were the biggest thing. Those videos at the time, like we'd never seen people who looked like that, who dressed like that, who danced like that. The whole thing was fascinating, and it was a big cultural thing, and then we find out it wasn't real. And now that wouldn't matter at all. Like,
yeah, I wonder what would happen now if that was to break.
I don't think anybody would care.
No,
nobody cares because nobody performs live anymore anyway, except for country artists.
Yeah. Like,
what artist do you guys think is fake right now? What country artist could come out and say?
Country artist? I don't know. But
I'm just kidding. Don't say.
No, but I was looking at that thing we talked about, how all the year-end lists are coming out, and I was looking at a thing, and I don't know who any of these people are. I really don't.
Really? I listen to a lot of that stuff because
I still don't know what a Doja Cat is.
Really?
Nope. No idea.
No.
Wow.
I mean, I hesitate to tell you what my top five artists of the year were, so no, I definitely don't know what Doja Cat is.
This is the top 200, top 10. Well, I thought I had it, but I don't. Yeah. Dua Lipa, I think I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Olivia Rodrigo, I've heard of. Mm-hmm. I literally don't know.
Keep going.
Who any of the... I'm trying to get it to pull up a list, and it won't pull up the stupid list.
See, I listen to a lot of that because of my homies, my kids, and... I mean, Frank makes me listen. I listen to a lot of SoundCloud rap. And there's stuff on there that will never
SoundCloud
be mainstream.
Rap?
Just mm-hmm. rappers that are on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Like they're so, they don't have labels. They don't right. mean, it's just, it's they do raw. It at their house.
Doing it for the love.
Okay, here's the chart. I finally got it to pull up. Number one is Morgan Wallen. Number two, Olivia Rodrigo. Is that how I say
right,
it?
Right.
There you go. Okay. Pop Smoke is number three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did.
He's dead?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's we missed him.
No idea. Taylor Swift, I know. Drake, I know. The Kid LAROI is number mm-hmm. six. Literally, D, have you ever heard of that? The
no,
Kid,
I have
not a clue.
Also, you don't have to ask me that. You know.
Oh, yeah, okay. But okay, but Luke Combs, you know who Ariana Grande is, right? Because she's on The Voice. I mean, you've at
from
least heard of her.
Yeah, she licked donuts. Stuff.
Yes,
sure.
She licked donuts.
That was spat upon.
Then Dua Lipa and then Lil Baby. I don't know.
No, is that different than Da Baby?
Yes, I don't think Lil Baby is Da Baby, and I just
no, that's a legitimate question.
I know there's
yep because there's Da Baby,
Juice World,
Juice
but without
World.
A
yes,
an O. It's
yeah, do you know Juice
URL-y.
World?
Okay, Taylor again, Post Malone. I know yep. The Weeknd, Justin Bieber. Now we're getting into people I've heard of. And then 17 is Bad Bunny.
Yes.
Where's the where's Island Boys?
Is that a real thing or you make that up?
No, I like them.
Oh, is that a thing? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, 19 is Lil Durk. No idea. Rod Wave. Moneybag Yo. These are all in the top 50. I've never heard of any of these people. Polo G. I still haven't seen Island Boys. Am I supposed to get? Is that? Is he punking
I used to
me
wear
or is that
polo
a real
G?
Island Boys. I'm an island boy.
I'm not kidding. You could be making that up right now, and I have no idea.
You don't know that? Come on, you know that song.
Okay, you are making it.
I'm an island boy, and I've been just saying. I don't know what he's saying, but
I want this to be real so bad, but I have a feeling he's making it up.
But pull that up.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
I actually have it in the system.
But you can't pull it up.
Yeah, he can pull up. He's got the thing.
Oh,
it's a different version. What we have is a little different version than the original.
I got to find him, man.
Island Boys.
Island Boy lyrics.
Hey, are you guys serious? I can't tell if you're...
Because I'm an...
Google Island Boys.
Because I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to may.
I'm trying to may.
Yeah. Oh, I'm an island boy. Oh, I'm a island boy, because it's not Anne. Sorry.
I forget the
I'm a just
name.
Island boy. I'm a just island boy.
Oh, I've seen pictures of these dudes.
I'm
is that real?
That gun?
Yeah.
I know the meme.
Yeah. The guy with the hair
song
all...
song by The Kiffness? The Kiffness is the name of the...
Oh, I thought their names were the Island Boys.
I thought it was, too.
It's a real...
Island Boys is the name of the song?
No, Island Boy looks like it's... Oh, no,
Fly
it is the Kiffness.
Fly Soulja and Cody Yacred.
They're brothers. They're twins.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
This is the first, second
that's
thing
the,
on Google when I pulled
that's
up.
That's the most said, Connecticut thing
yeah,
ever.
Well, very, oh, you could
dear.
Have clutched your pearls when you said it.
I'm a redneck boy, the, and I'm from the country. I got a lot of chickens, and they all love me. I'm a redneck boy, yeah, I'm a redneck boy.
That's our version of it.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
All right, I have
there
officially
is
checked
so
out, guys.
Much I can't tell if I'm more disturbed by their hair or the face tats.
Or the teeth. There's a whole thing.
Oh, I didn't get to them with
apparently
open
mouth. They showed up at a some sort of a video music something and they got booed.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shocker. These guys are famous because of TikTok. And I'm done. Mm. All right.
Was it when Machine Gun Kelly
of TikTok
won?
Now.
Machine Gun Kelly won Best Rock Artist at the American Music Awards. And all of my friends that work in rock music are going, He's not in our format. Like, what is it? But
I actually like him.
Like,
I like him doing kind of the pop punk thing. I like him doing that more than I did as a rapper. Mm-hmm. I really do.
I couldn't. All I know is like, oh, cool. He's there you are with Megan Fox again. Okay. But that's the only reason I know who he is, because he's all over the celebrity gossip stuff. I don't know actually what he does.
Kind of.
I'm going to eat a gigantic cheeseburger on my way to the casino. And
Casino.
And I'm done. I'm done. Y'all can have your island, boys. Congratulations, D. You're more hip than me because I really thought you were making that up.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you.
I'm a redneck boy, and I'm from the country.
Oh, you're just a giggle
box. Oh, you're a little giggle box.
Nope.
Oh.
So Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson.
Yes, Cole Swindell, Lainey Wilson.
We're never asking say you never is a jam.
Take us out of this, Bubba.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Look, nothing but love. Have a great. Do we have another podcast before Christmas?
Yes, we have another one. We have next week.
Maybe one or two more.
I don't even know. One more
before Christmas. So it'll be all good. So have a great weekend. Enjoy the podcast. Whenever it comes out next week. I don't know what I was saying because I was just trying to stall so I could click this button.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay. You can listen to the regular shows on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm a redneck boy, and I'm from the country.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson on the hotline. What's up, kiddos?
What's going on?
What's happening? What y'all? Y'all, it's not like y'all tickling each other. What's happening?
William has been in here cracking up, man.
He's hilarious, dude. Like, we're having a blast and just feeling very fortunate, man. Just glad to have a song with this girl. I've been a fan for a while now, and pretty dang cool. How y'all doing?
Man, doing really, really good. I was watching the video before I had ever heard the song. I got the video, you know, and they're like, oh, check out the new Cole Swindell, Lainey Wilson song. Man, I turned it on to YouTube, and it was like the widest widescreen I had ever seen in my life. I'm like, this is the kind of screen they would need for Big D and I to be in the same shot.
Oh, my gosh.
But what I thought was the coolest was that if you look into the comments, because I'm always about going read the comments, Lainey Wilson commented on her own song.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she put loved recording this one with you because it was posted on Cole's YouTube channel.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah. I was very nice of her, see? Apparently, y'all would have done that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's cool, though. I'm glad you did.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I love it. I love the fact that you guys, it's like it's going back and forth. You know, it's like.
It's almost like an argument.
Yeah.
Really. I think that's what makes it unique. You know, there's been several duets out, but for me, this one, and I've never had one. I mean, just the way when we wrote it, we knew that, hey, this has to be a duet. We just got to find the right person. And I've, like I said, been a fan of hers and the whole story. She was on vacation and I texted it to her. I didn't even know I was interrupting that.
So, he completely interrupted my vacation.
But I'm glad I did.
Did you guys know each other before the song?
Yeah. So we actually met. I guess it was late 2017. I had just signed a publishing deal over at Sony, and he writes for Sony, too. And we had just went to the BMI Awards, and we were having an after party. I briefly met him, and, of course, I've been a fan of him for years. And, you know, we were just kind of like, we'd see each other and kind of speak here and there. But he ended up texting me while I was on vacation in Mexico, the first vacation I've taken in years. And he sent me the song and said, I've had the song for a while. I've just been trying to figure out the right time and person to put it out with. And when I tell you, I listened to this song and I felt like I had wrote it. I think that's important. You know, when you're cutting outside songs, I think you need to feel like, you know, you connect to it in a crazy kind of way. And I did. And I felt like, I mean, we've all been there at some point in time. So I told him, I said, yes. Yes, 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 and it wasn't because of the pina colada.
It would have been even better. The story would have been better if you'd have said, nah.
Yeah.
No, I told him I should have.
She said that earlier. She was like, what if I'd have messed with you and be like, no, I'm not. No, I would not have liked that.
I'm not going to put my voice on this garbage. Who did this?
Yeah, you exactly. guys. Yep. When I saw those bubbles pop up, I thought that's what she was
I should have said never and then waited a minute, and I should have said no, never.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you see, did. She's way cleverer than you are.
Don't say clever.
Yeah, He's real clever.
It's called Never Say Never. Will you guys kind of how are you going to push this? Is this ever going to be like a touring situation kind of thing?
I don't know. Y'all have any ideas? We're still talking about that, how excited we are to get to perform it live, but also we're on different tours and never really run into this, so hopefully the fans will.
Do you have to sing to a video of each other? I've seen that where people have done that.
Yeah.
Well, and I've seen different people. Like one of the best I've seen was Paisley and Carrie Underwood. Like it looked like he FaceTimed her and it was on the screen. But if you don't know, I don't have the production that Brad Paisley carries.
Yeah,
video screen's not gonna work.
I might just literally have to FaceTime.
I know, we really might. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking maybe a hologram of each other. See, that would be kind of cool.
Yes.
That's fine. I get Lainey hologram, haul it around.
Yeah, that would be great. And she
get
could
her
just
up on stage.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if you could just have a Lainey hologram that could just like stand in the kitchen while you're cooking and just tell you stories.
Tell you what you're doing wrong.
I wouldn't do that, sweetheart.
Trust me, you don't want me to be in the kitchen at all. I told somebody earlier, I said, I can mess up a Hot Pocket.
I just want her to just tell me stories. I love just that Lainey accent. It's the best.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. Imagine getting to do this promotion with her, man. I'm cracking up.
Dude, we thought you were country, Cole, until we heard her, and we're like, oh, my God.
I ain't got nothing on her.
I don't know. You got a pretty thick one.
Yeah.
Cole Swindell, Lainey Wilson, Never Say Never. So good to see you guys and talk to you. We'll see you soon. And congrats on the song.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all so much, man.
Appreciate it.